Nice night.
Mm-hmm. Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Foodies Watching Movies. This is a little special we're recording right now. It's been a crazy wintry day. Today, joining me, I'm Nate. I've got my buddy Anthony. He's been on Journey into Comics several times. What's up, man?
What up?
It's good?
Yeah, excited to torch my fucking face off.
Oh, it's going to be... Yeah, you can cuss on this, by the way. Total free range of whatever.
Right.
Whatever the fuck. And also joining us for the first time in the Journey into Comics family history... Tyler, welcome to the show.
What's going on, man?
Not much.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So, as we talked about it, and we're going to kind of strip this away, we're just going to get into these fucking hot sauces.
I'm down, dude.
So, I don't even know where... We're just going to start... I guess we're going to pass this around, and we'll talk about them as we go.
That's fine.
You guys have a funny thing to say, or you have commentary on these sauces, please bring them up. This is a food podcast. We do watch movies. Right now, we're not really watching a movie. Maybe I should put some bullshit on.
Yeah, background shit.
Well... Yeah,
Where's the thing? I can.
It's up there. I'll grab it.
Right. Just on. Put the "Look at My Horse" video on repeat.
No. People would be like, "That was the most annoying episode ever." Kept hearing that fucking song. We'll put some on Netflix. Okay, so first we're gonna try this. By the way, this is kind of heavily inspired by Hot Ones. I should say.
Hot Ones rocks.
Because Hot Ones.
They did mention. Like, what do they think about all the people that are trying to imitate their shows? And they did say all the other shows suck except theirs. So,
well, we probably will suck worse than some of the other people who sucked before us.
Okay, no.
So I'm okay with that.
But hold on, let's talk about
but
that.
But I think we're doing it in homage to them. Like,
exactly.
These are sauces that they're eating.
We're not trying
they're not
to
eating these sauces.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're doing
actually, of all the sauces on their show,
well, yeah, we do have,
this is
yeah,
the
right.
only
There's
one. We're starting with theirs.
Crossover.
Just the one. And then everything's cool. But it's interesting because I've watched a couple, like... Like, you can go on YouTube and see these people doing the Hot Ones Challenge. And, man, these one guys literally steal the exact show of Hot Ones. It's they don't even mention Hot Ones. The only difference is they don't use the Hot Ones hot sauce at that point. There's a different sauce
That's
there.
That's fucking bullshit.
And then the last thing they do is the last wing they were supposed to eat had all three of their last sauces in one bite.
Ooh.
That's kind of rad.
They didn't even get there. They couldn't even make it to 357. Like, they were weak sauce. I was like, oh, come on, get out of here. But then today...
I want 1 million plus Scovilles.
Well, we might have tried that today. We might have
I'm
tried
telling
that
you, the last one on in our list here, the Don't Fuck With Me, I'm Hot, or
the...
Oh, wait,
the
I forgot we got Flashbang, yeah. Pepper Palace. Don't Shout out to Pepper Palace.
Yeah, that's...
Hashtag cook your asshole.
Yes, this had the coolest packaging.
Yeah, definitely.
For a hot sauce. It was like a hand grenade.
I think that if you did a commercial for that, it would be the scene from Child's Play 3 where the guy dives on the grenade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you're just like, yes.
But, I mean, we're kind of talking ahead to sauces that we haven't even got to yet.
Yeah, okay. We're getting
I want to stroke it and
yeah,
build
okay,
it up,
okay,
you know?
That's fine. So we're using the El Yucateco Chili Habanero hot sauce.
I feel like we're going to say habanero at least 50 times.
I think it's probably in every single sauce we're using. Habanero's like a standard now. It's
yeah.
not even scary.
It's like jalapeno.
You
ha-
say
habanero is the new jalapeno.
There was another one you guys said, though. Way down the line. It's
Buchalokia?
Like,
Buchalokia, the ghost pepper.
Buchalokia.
Yeah.
Just the way you said it was just like... Torch
it.
It
sounds like a
but habanero
from Jakarta.
habanero used to be like the bar
yeah.
that was set. And then all the crossbreeding and stuff, it went from... Habanero to Buchalokia to...
The capsaicin extract, just like...
So,
what
oh, yeah.
With
so Maruga, Scorpion to Reaper, or vice versa, or whatever.
So let me ask you this. The guy was in the hot sauce place today, said the guy created the Carolina Reaper to cure his cancer. Is there any accuracy in that story? Do we know if that's true or not?
I haven't even...
I mean, I would think that there's got to be somewhat... I mean, obviously, that spiciness is good for you. It's good for, like, your body or whatever. It's...
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe not good for you. Ooh, shit, just go dive right in. Nate, dive.
Well, I think that in
the size of a fucking Kennedy half dollar on your fucking...
I know this
He's
sauce.
Like, oh, I didn't dab, I tossed it.
Already fucked up. Like, we're this early in and I've already fucked up.
I feel like if somebody made a sauce in terms to cure his cancer, I feel like the government wouldn't let it be on the market as much as
that is. That's a good way to look at it. Okay. All you Pateco, chili habanero.
I just want more. I want to drink it like...
This is a shrimp, but like pepper sauce.
Yeah, it's just tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the green has a kick to it.
I wanted to mention that. It's really bizarre because the first time I tried any of the El Yucateco brand was at your house, Anthony. And it was the green stuff. And I had never had anything on that level. And it was like...
Heat or...
I'm tasting this with the heat. Like, it was like... Oh.
You want to slather stuff in it.
You can actually just toss me mine. It's right there. That'd be perfect. I was just like, oh, that's a good idea. We should probably grab waters, even though we're
throwing water. By freaking milk in the first sauce. I don't...
No. It's cool. And you just got to let it mellow. So, and then you showed me how... It's really weird. It's like, again, we were talking about this in the car. Like, you've heavily influenced my life so much.
It's crazy.
And then, like, but you think, like, hot ones. You're like, hey, man, you ever check out this show? No. I don't remember, who did we watch first? T.J. Miller, maybe?
I think he was, yeah. He was the first one, and then Key and Peele, I think.
Oh, Key and Peele was fun. Those guys are great. Classic. But from there, it kind of spawned, like, a little obsession, because then I started, like, really getting into hot sauce.
I mean, I didn't watch it for, like, a couple weeks, and you're like, have you seen, you know, fucking all these new hot ones?
Oh, God, like, that was when Chris D'Elia was on, and, like, some of the better ones had been on, like, I don't know that you had seen Bert. I'd say Bert's top for me.
Probably. The Flying Dildo story is so good.
Eric Andre's second. Smashes that plate over his fucking head, and it's just out of nowhere.
And Sean Evans looks terrified.
He's just like, oh, okay.
Amazing.
What are you doing? I don't know. I don't know what I'm even doing.
Eddie Wong was really good, too.
He did it so stupidly, but I think he shouldn't be on the Wall of Shame. Because while, granted, he did...
We'll sauce it up
round two. Because while Eddie Wong didn't complete it, he ate the hottest too, right out the gate. You know,
dude, you should put Honey I Shrunk the Kids on.
Oh my God, yes,
that's a great background movie.
It's totally legit.
And we can like mystery science it while we grub.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Feel free. Okay, so we're on the green now.
Yeah, we're in the El Yucateca. It's the green chili habanero one.
More respect on that sauce. Everybody's got some already.
More or less respect.
I love it.
I put this shit on everything. Eggs.
Fire.
Spaghetti. Chocolate.
Oh, we're all just chewing this shit. No good as shit.
This is the one time we're going to be gross on this podcast and really food down.
So, I thought there was more spice in the red one than the green one.
Really?
Really?
But I don't know if that was just because the flavor from the red one overwhelmed it. Like, I literally ate my wing, and I'm like...
Continue to taste the burn, maybe?
I'm like, I didn't taste anything.
Oh, man.
I kind of like that, too, honestly, after eating it's the same level. Like,
it's
I don't feel like...
It's the same, tasted, it's the same
the,
level.
The flavor.
It tasted like a wing with a little, like, a little...
Like, bear, we sauced the yeah, same yeah, yeah, wing. Yeah. It was the same thing, essentially. It really is. The next one's like sweet and sour.
So yeah, we got this next one.
What's that one called?
It's sweet but sinister. It's a Pepper Palace sauce. I think most of them from this point onward, except a couple, are Pepper Palace.
I think this one's not.
No,
and this one's
it's,
not.
These two are both. I bought those at Pepper Palace.
Well, you bought them at Pepper Palace, but I don't think that's the brand because all the Pepper Palace ones say it on the top.
No, it says Pepper Palace right here in this
one. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, I didn't see that.
Peter Pepper picked a pack of Pepper Palace.
We have two near the end. We have one of our potential hottest sauce. Don't fuck with me, I'm hot.
the bottle giving the two middle fingers?
That's a Galena Canning Company, and I don't remember where I got that one. And then we have the one that says the hottest fucking sauce, which is not the hottest fucking sauce.
I think that's one of those things that you know a hot sauce is hot, or at least it's trying to be hot, when they put the word fucking on it.
Yeah. Because
they are subscribing to a very specific market.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person who thinks, like, if a sauce says it's the hottest fucking sauce on it...
It better melt your
face. I instantly think that it's not the hottest
sauce. I think if I made a
hot
sauce, if I just made a hot sauce, it would just be, like, just an X would be the symbol. And it would just be, like, you would know that is fucking serious. You don't have to look at the brand. I don't need to tell you it's hot. You're going to know because that's the fucking, that sign means
or there was the,
cook your fucking testicles.
There was the one sauce at Pepper Palace. It was just a gray label, and it just had a picture of a pepper on it.
Oh, yeah, it looked, like, super classy.
It looked super classy, and it looked like it would melt your face, but then it said sweet chipotle hot sauce. So, I mean, the label, the potential label for super spicy hot sauce was there, but it
I was like, oh, it looked like a mole. It looked like a fucking mole.
Yeah.
I like the sweet, spicy mixture. Like,
so do I. Like, progressively, my favorite sauces out of...
And it's weird. I'm really, like, I'm nervous, but I'm excited to try the Don't Fuck With Me.
Just because it's
you guys told me, ingredients-wise, it looks like it's flavorful and really, really tasty.
And when we get to the Don't Fuck With Me sauce, we'll read the ingredients. Because most of the basic ones up until that point are pretty basic. Just here's a sauce with some peppers and some onion and garlic in it.
Getting down to this sweet but sinister sauce from the Pepper Palace.
I'm just, like, soaking it in it.
Oh, this is... We kind of cheated before the show started. We tried this one already. Or we indulged in this sauce already because it was really freaking good.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a Chinese restaurant and just...
I want hot, sweet, and sour.
Yeah, imagine... Like,
exactly.
Imagine going to a Chinese restaurant and getting sweet and sour sauce, like a sweet and sour sauce packet, and just making it super fucking spicy. Or not... But...
It looks like you could just drink that out of, like it's a fucking lemonade jug.
Uh-huh.
No, that's weird. I had this right after we had the mango habanero wing.
Mm-hmm.
And it made the heat on this build so much that I was actually like, man, that's probably a lot hotter than we think it is in the lineup. But now that I have it, I'm like, really great heat. The flavors are nice. I think you're right when you get those little, if you get like one that's got the hairs in it, it's like, oh.
I think now is where we start to respect a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, these last four, I only tried this one in the store. Everything else you just said and tried, and I trust.
Up until this point, we've been drenching the wing and the hot sauce, but it gets to a point where you got to respect the heat level that the sauce brings.
Legit, a dabble do.
Yeah. So
we got to shake it. We make sure we shake the bottles.
Oh, yeah.
So this next one, I haven't tried this one either.
What's it called?
This is a... Heartbreaking Dawns. That's a Southwest Habanero hot sauce. And dude handed it.
Hey, will you guys check the ingredients to make sure there's no, like... there was oyster ones up there, and I don't want to fucking end up fucking allergic as fuck. It's like, oh, this is a seafood spicy...
Well, fortunately for you, there's no ingredients list on this one.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you serious? Risking,
man, that's hilarious.
But dude handed me this one when I told him that you like citrusy stuff. So...
Nice. I mean, I doubt there'll be anything that'll fuck me up, but that would suck. Why is this so hot? Why is my throat closing up? And they're like, oh, it's just the capsaicin. And then all of a sudden I'm like, my stretch marks have stretch marks. Oh, my God. I'm swelling up like a redwood tree. Ooh. Ooh, I can smell this one. This smells like barbecue.
I'm going to wait for you guys to know.
This smells like a smoky barbecue.
Yeah, we'll go all at the same time since we kind
of
all
do. Oh, shit. Did you see the chunk
that came out of there? No respect.
It just came out fast. I did not know it was going to come out like that. That is serious. Look at the chunk that fell out.
There's some legit, there's some flavor in here. I can tell. Okay.
I'm gonna
Anthony's
go.
Over here dipping it in the residue from the other sauce. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tasty. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's like the hottest thing we've had yet.
Mm-mm.
It's sweet.
The heat builds at the end a little bit, just like kind of on the corners of your tongue.
See, you tried to drink it like a straw. I did that earlier. I was hoping nobody saw.
Fuck, why are we recording that on a video? That would have been classic. Oh,
there's
man.
A chopstick in the glass that was used to stir the milk, and Tyler just drank it like it was a straw. Amazing.
Oh, that's incredible. Super incredible. What do you think about that one? That one's...
You know what?
It's a honestly,
switch them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet pepper, the sinister sweet is hotter.
Yeah.
Although I think the other sauce has a little bit more staying power, like it's lingering now.
Which
although I didn't have any respect.
Mark? Yeah. I
got a chunk of whatever that was in there and it
could have been pepper. You've really
I think I tried this cashew trick here.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the guy at the pepper place, the Pepper Palace, said cashews is good for calming your tongue from hot. He's not wrong. Almost immediately.
I agree 1,000%.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that was super fast. I ate one singular cashew. clean. That's awesome. We're going to move on into this one. I'm kind of terrified.
Which one is that?
This is Pepper Palace Fusion. We already tried it. I'm just bullshitting. We tried this one in the store.
This is like awakened my hunger eating these.
Yeah, well, there's still wings in there, too. Shit.
Amazing. You
know? Oh, what we did not plan for had the seal.
Oh. Oh, zero respect. You're on fire. Next thing you know, you'll be rubbing your balls on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, this comes out quick. It's thin.
It does not play. And it's... I pretty much tossed my weight in that.
Yeah, you did.
Again, it's super garlicky and tasty. I love it.
Oh, that's really good. It's weak, though. Or maybe I'm...
No, it's got a little slow build. It comes in there at the end.
What I like about it...
That's not really a good flavor.
I'm a big fan of the vinegary aspects of hot sauces. Like, if there's, like, a tang because of vinegar and hot sauces,
Wins for you?
It wins for me.
Which means he's like going to love French the hot ones.
Yeah.
Because hot ones is amazing.
Oh, hot sauce is so legit. I think that one should be moved down in the lineup still. I still think that other one's hotter.
You still think Sweet and Sinister is hotter?
Yeah. When you get those hairs and whatever's in there...
I think I almost disagree on that.
Yeah?
I feel
one
like...
One more over? Okay, yeah, yeah, like, that's fine. Yeah, all right.
I mean... I don't know, it's weird. I feel like that one might be hot, but I'm like obsessed with the taste of this.
There is going to be an extreme jump when we...
I feel like we're getting close to it.
I hope I haven't, like, overhyped it. I mean,
I'm nervous. Like... Oof. We had that 1.5 mil Scovilles when we were at the store, allegedly.
A little damn.
And let me tell you my experience there, because that was, like I said, the first time I had been over 500,000, allegedy, and I went, and I was like, oh, wow, this does not fuck around. Like, it hits you, and you can't escape it. No amount of mouth sweats, nothing. It's there, and it's on you. So
the next one, it's called Ghost in the Darkness. And this one was recommended to me because I like sweet hot sauces. But it has some spice to it. But actually, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but The Ghost in the Darkness is a great fucking movie.
No, I've actually not heard of it.
It's,
Michael Douglas is in there, right?
It's about these two tigers that are in this village. Some random town in Africa or some out of country, whatever, out of continent. But the two tigers are...
The ligers?
The two ligers, yeah. The two tigers are actually man-eaters.
Oh, wow.
Like... They'll plague this town. They'll legit hunt the people in this town. And it's about a hunter that comes in, and it's his job is to hunt them. But these two tigers, they, like, legit are man-eater hunter tigers. And it's actually based on a true...
Val Kilmer's in that, yeah.
It's actually based on a true story. Because if you are to go to,
Did you already get some of this?
No, I haven't gotten any of it. If you actually... If you go to, I think it's the Field Museum in Chicago, they've actually got, like a... little section for them. They've got, like, the fur, the pelts, and they've got, like, something devoted to the two tigers from the Ghost in the Darkness movie. And it's super low-key movie, super legit. So, Ghost in the Darkness.
Check it out.
I like that.
It was Val Kilmer.
That's a good, tie-in for the podcast. Obviously, Foodie's watching movies, so Tyler has suggested you watch movies. Ghost in the Darkness?
Ghost in the Darkness.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. It pours fast. This? Yes.
It just, like,
don't... Oh, talk about respect. Respect
I'm Ronnie Dangerfield over here.
Respect my authority.
I will say, though, this is the guy that I saw, like, literally drink Atomic Hot Sauce before, so he has no fear. I have fear.
Now, I'm going a little bit heavy on this one just because dude said this is, like, the sweet.
Oh, it's really good. Sweet. Really vinegary. I don't taste any fire yet. And here it comes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a nice little build.
Oh, it's good. It's like Mega Habanero mode. It's like that level.
But it's not so...
Ooh, it kicks in a little bit. All right. I'm not milking it up. I want to really feel how it goes.
Hmm.
I just milked a little because I want to
This is a long-term burn.
Yeah, it is.
If you ate a bunch of it like that,
this one's going to last for an hour. It
would burn your ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Burn your ass.
Deathstalkers, I just shook
my mouth is, for the first time, the flavor jets are on. Like, the water is, like, it's watering from the heat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did go a little ham.
You didn't mean to. I've been doing, like, half pours, man. Like, I get it, like, almost at a 45-degree angle and almost, like, you know, Heinz 57.
I'm not
going to
lie, I'm still burning. Like, that's pretty good.
It's got a nice burn. Yeah.
Cleanse it up with a cashew. If I can ever pick one out of there.
No, it makes me doubt the cashews is the salt.
Yeah. Because salt should, like, affect your tongue.
What about the oils in it? It takes the capsaicin away.
These are interesting theories, I guess. We're just going to have to... Like, if I eat a second one, is it going to completely kill the heat that's in my mouth?
No, but the heat's still there.
No, it's still there. It just passes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It eases it. It comes back.
Yeah, but this is not like... I'm not sitting here like, there's a problem. Oh, I haven't hit there's a problem yet. You know? When you get there, there's
the
a problem.
Base, the base hits, you're going to have a base hit moment.
You won't have problem mode until probably the last three, and we're getting there. We've blazed through them. We've gone through six sauces already out of 10.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys this. If there's a sauce that you've tried that's not in this lineup that you wish was here that you guys could share with us, what would it be? Because I've got one.
Like, Dave's Insanity sauce is serious.
But Dave's Insanity is pretty good. That's, I like it.
I've had some good ones. Yeah. Like, you know, he's got all the different flavors and shit, which make it good.
Uh-huh.
But I would say that's pretty hot. I've had that.
Is he the one that does pain?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm. See, I think... Because I think you've tried it, but I know Tyler hasn't. Doyle from the Misfits has his own hot sauce. Mm.
Is that the one that tastes like marinara?
It's oregano based.
It was amazing.
It's
it tastes
phenomenal.
Like marinara, bro.
Like,
but
you
it
think
had
it's
like
just,
a little bit of heat to it.
Yeah. And it averages in like 50,000 Scoville units, so
okay.
It's good to
so
put
it's
on.
It's pretty amateur, pretty...
It's like
level 3.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, burn your balls off, but it's flavorful.
Now, where I'm at, the one I tried that I want to bring in here, it actually should be here today, but... I was busy trying to dodge my home life, so I forgot about it. I have a bottle of the 357 Mad Dog at home.
Yes. But it's the silver label, right? That's the
it's
actually
750,000.
Mine's the silver label.
Yeah, the 750,000. They use the 6 million Scoville extract to make that sauce.
Yeah, they just put like three.
But the one we saw at Pepper Palace was the extract that they used to make that.
But I wish it was here because in terms of hot sauce, I would instantly like. I have no doubt, like, fuck Flashbang, 357 Mad Dog's going right to the front.
Really?
You think so? It's that bad, huh?
They murdered
that me. That one, I sampled one at the place. We didn't get it. We didn't bring it here. But it was instant zing, like, instant fire the minute it touched
like,
your tongue.
They got ya?
There was no, yeah, these, like, we've all had a little bit of, like, a mild, and then they kick on.
Yeah.
But the one that won was, like, instant burning. Like, I felt like I just ate a Reaper.
I feel like if you have any winter sinus issues,
they're
going
right
to be
up.
Clear by the time this is done.
We're going to be in trouble.
My favorite hot sauces, though, aren't the ones that you taste and then just come heat right
burning,
off the
yeah,
bat.
You want flavor.
Like, even though this don't fuck with me and hot sauce is really fucking hot, in terms of flavor development when it comes to hot sauce, this one's probably got the best formula out of
great
all
taste.
Out of all
there's
the
like
ones.
Fruit in there, it's delicious.
But then it kicks you in the nuts.
But then it kicks you in the nuts, absolutely. Well, we've been kind of dwelling in the heat of Ghost in the Darkness for a while.
I like it. That's a sauce the Ghost in the Darkness.
This
just
one
to,
I wanted to just pick out based on the bottle look.
Well,
we tried this one.
We both agreed that the flavor on this one is fantastic. This is Deathstalker by this is a Scorpion Deathstalker by Pepper Palace, and this is another one that's good. It's got honey in it, which kind of...
Null's fire.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, it was fire. It tasted so good. Like, it's like a...
Was it hot, though? I mean, like, did it bring the thunder?
He's going, like, pretty decent dab, but I think that's appropriate.
Pop myself up for this one.
I'm bringing the thunder
out. Yeah, you're, can't hand it to him.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I was
you
just moving that way.
Clear your hands first.
Did you see me do it?
I do it all the time. Yeah, it takes a long time to break yourself with that. It takes about a good year. I did it for a whole year after I left the casino. In every instance.
Yeah.
Just because, like, especially when I was working at my other job, because touching money.
It becomes instinct and you don't want to get written up.
Exactly.
Fucking cheers.
Cheers, this is
Deathstalker. He's already fucking jamming.
I kind of had a gross piece of chicken. you know.
You think it was bad? Oh, I'm sorry.
It was like gristle.
Huh.
You know?
Just a lingerer. It's got good taste and it lingers. It
she hangs.
It could be, I think it could be moved down when the other one was hotter.
Ghost in the Darkness was hotter. At this point, I agree. Who knows in 10 seconds something will be any different.
It's yeah, we're all of a sudden my like, tongue is my tongue is like I can't get there's so much water coming off my tongue, like I can't even.
We're getting into where I don't want to be at now.
Yeah, we're all right. So we're at the point where nobody wants to be here. Where flavor is kind of going out the window in terms of spice and anything.
And this is where we really.
No,
respect.
You can't say that though. But don't fuck with me. I'm hot. Tastes great for the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And suddenly nice. It kicks you like a fucking mule, and you feel like you're gonna die.
So. This one, you can see the residue gathering at the top.
Yeah, we're going to shake that up.
That's dangerous.
This one's called the hottest fucking hot sauce.
It's thick. This is a thick-ass sauce. You got to, like, chunk it on your shit.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's going to cook us.
One ingredient that's, it's distributed by Figueroa Brothers. It's by the hotsaucezone.com. This one, an ingredient in this one that I have not seen on the other ones, and I don't see we will see moving this point forward or backward. This one's got Scotch bonnet peppers. So Scotch bonnet peppers, they're pretty good flavor in terms of spice, it's delicious.
And what are these again? Mint cookies?
Yeah.
I might smash one of those in the middle of this.
Yeah, for sure. So
that's genius.
No. This is where the respect needs to be like legit. Like
your hands trembling. You know how serious that is. That ain't even that bad.
Oh my god, that looks advanced. That second drop came out, and I just saw Tyler go, fuck. Literally, I saw it in real time. Anthony is just fearless.
I'm not, fine.
What are you doing?
That's a normal drop.
Are you crazy?
Put it right on the meat, and it'll soak right in, and you'll be fine.
Don't. I have a show tomorrow.
Oh, we ate bananas first.
I can't sweat on my a-hole.
Oh, you gotta get a little bit more than that. There you go. Prepare your chicken distribution.
Alright, the hottest fucking sauce. Label says, we warned you, this is a serious fucking hot sauce. That's right, we said it because we had to. There's no other way to describe this how hot this sauce is. And it just continues to rant on.
Okay, so my question is, in the Scoville scale, what would you guesstimate?
This is probably like
250? 300K?
Maybe.
250, maybe.
Okay. So,
but you're in the right range.
We're starting to get into the seriousness of this.
So this is a serious where you don't want to be in.
It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell. My nasal passage has just opened up. That thing's starting to kick fucking hard.
Woo! Okay.
So we entered the zone where where you don't cough and your nose doesn't run and your eyes don't water. And then we instantly went from like a zone of 75,000 Scoville units to 100,000. We just like completely ramped up here. This is off the scale compared to where we were
Nate's
before.
Struggling. This is not fun as much.
It's not fun.
I'm okay right now. Like I can write this out, but I built a tolerance level.
It went down my throat.
Oh yeah, you're heartburn.
It's like automatic heartburn, like you just said.
And you're right, it tastes like shit.
That's not an appealing flavor.
That's only if you want fire. You want to eat fire. Like, my tongue hurts.
And remember when we said we tried this one and said that this one was hotter, we instantly changed our mind about 45, 30 seconds. About.
Oh, yeah. 30 seconds, 45 seconds in on the next one we're going to do is literally. You are in another realm of, like, you better be ready to hurt.
It's fine. Like, I'm not, it's weird, because it's like, you can think about, like, some of the people that have been on Hot Ones or whatever, and, like, how they get affected by it, and I don't feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
Wait. I hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not like a,
but
oh
I wanted
God.
To go away a little bit.
But you're talking to the people, like, we went into Pepper Palace, and we're like, give us a sample of the second hottest store, one in the store, and he's like, and we're just like, we eat it, and we're like,
they didn't really get me.
Yeah.
These are fucking
delicious.
And I will agree. Whatever this thing is, better than the thin mint. more surface area.
Good news, there's a whole nother one in there. By the way, I still taste fire.
Oh yeah, don't go away.
This is what scorches your intestines and makes it hurt when you poop.
Did they model Steve after this kid from Stranger Things? Was he just this kid? Because he kind of looks like him, you know? How cool would it be to be super tiny? Or how terrifying would it be, you think?
Pretty fucking terrifying.
Yeah, but would you scared me as a kid.
Would you rather be...
Excuse me now, I don't want to be around some fucking ants.
I guess here's my thought. I'd rather be super fucking tiny where I'm the one that knows that everything else is huge than be super fucking big and everybody freak the fuck out that I'm the big thing. Like, take Giant Man versus Ant-Man. I'm going Ant-Man all day.
Well, Ant-Man's got it legit because he can shrink and go.
You can get away in like little crevices that they won't step on.
Exactly.
Versus where you're big, you're like
nowhere.
You feel like fleas. Ah, they're on me.
Okay. So he's next to a more natural, which was hotter than the other one.
I
want
to do this next one, but I'm ready to.
So we're gonna do the. Don't fuck with me on hot sauce. It's got triple X extract, is what it says on there. And this is the one we've been talking about the entire time. Ingredients being diced tomatoes, tomato juice, salt, calcium chloride, red habanero pepper, brown sugar, pineapple, peaches, molasses, honey, red wine vinegar, jalapeno peppers, premium high grade certified oleoresin capsicum, onion, garlic, crushed red pepper, and water. So we've got the molasses, the pineapple, the peaches, and the honey.
Oh, that stuff sounds great, but yeah, everything else sounds like it's a fucking...
It's insanely delicious for a second, and then it's terrible.
Yeah. So...
God, this is gonna suck. I do not want to do this one. Fuck, I regret ever doing it in the first place, and I'm gonna regret more of it.
No.
It's still... Like, top. Did you unplug the top?
No. Oh, you need to see this.
Oh, wow, it chunks. Okay, thanks for the warning.
This is hearty, bro. It's a hearty sauce, and it's ready to beat that ass.
I'll put this together for you. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to take a picture of that, too, for the Instagram, because that's a dope-ass sauce. Oh, it's going to hurt my soul, I feel.
I feel like I need to use this for work.
Oh, gosh, I'm getting that instant. Oh, that heartburn.
Bro, you don't even know. It's going to get serious.
Now, this is the one. What did you say? You just,
Maybe you pour it on the plate, and you just dip the wing in it.
Yeah, we got it.
You got it pouring?
Do you want another chopstick?
No, it's coming. Oh, no. This is going to be not fun. Oh, you wussed out at the last second.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, I take that. That's a smart play. Considering what you told me this stuff did to you, Anthony. Like.
I'm going to do it. Like, what do you think? Is that healthy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
That's a dab.
I think you just... Your tolerance is different because I think... Like, I'm thinking about myself later and I'm just going, whatever is going in has to come out. And it's going to hurt just as much. You know, and that's...
I guess I just went chunky. You want the chunk in there. You got to get some of the chunk. At least try to get some of the chunk. Even if you got to dump it on the plate and dab it.
He's going for round two.
Do it, dude.
There it is!
Do a dropper.
Oh! I imagine, like, dripping into the water and then exploding in a nuclear explosion.
Oh, God.
Okay, hold on.
All right, this is serious. This one sucks.
On good terms, though, my heat from the previous sauce has...
Subsided.
Subsided, yes.
The mint cookie really helped it.
Oh, it did. The mint cookie did fucking wonders.
Oh, God.
That's good to know. Thin mints.
Don't fuck with me on
hot
sauce.
I'm not putting this... I want to put this directly on my tongue first. I honestly think if you touch the roof of your mouth with it, it's going to be worse. Just my opinion.
This is... Don't fuck with me on hot. It's got a picture of a hot sauce giving you the middle finger.
I don't like this. Oh, you're delicious, and then you suck.
Oh, it sucks. Oh, it sucks so hard.
Your face is bad now.
It did. It's more the flavor.
You
than
didn't
the
even
heat.
Put a lot on there. I like went ham. Now I'm like, ooh, here we go.
Yeah, but that just got. Oh.
It just keeps coming, man. It doesn't stop. It's gonna be relentless heat for like a while. Ooh, here we go, man.
No, you know what? It's not even killing me. Like, it hurts.
That saliva coats your mouth and it just gets worse.
Yeah. No way. I ain't stupid.
Water will spread flame.
Oh, yes, it will.
I'm going to rock cashew, though. That did nothing.
Oh, God. I wish I had an ice cream bar. I'm going to get fucked up again.
Really? You're next level?
It feels like somebody beat my tongue with a meat tender. I can't talk. Is there napkins? I'm juicy jaw.
You got a juicy jaw?
Okay.
Oh, well, you can try that. I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty crippling, honestly. Like, the sauce has moved from in my mouth to now it's literally at the back glands of my throat, and it just is on fire. Anthony's sitting here with his tongue sticking straight out of his mouth.
You haven't even touched Flash Ring yet. Good thing is this podcast will be 4 hours long because another hour and a half of us is going to be recovered from this one. Fuck me.
I can't have chocolate milk. But I can just have chocolate.
Oh, God.
That's actually delicious. Dudes. Damn.
I took that and went, on a taco, and then...
Dumb! Not very smart, my friend.
The grass always creeped me out.
So, I noticed how before we were having conversations.
My tongue just hurts.
You know?
Behind my ear is not clear. Like, it feels like I can touch my eardrum, like my inner ear, like my little cochlea. Like, I can just reach in there and
it's my throat, bro. It's just my throat, nothing else.
You, the way you eat it. Mine was all the top of my tongue.
Yeah. That's what I did.
And I am just like, some life. That dude's like, I was in Big.
Okay, well, now that I think, oh man. We're at what the end is.
That was light years beyond the other ones, was it not?
Oh yeah.
I'm recovering now.
It steps up. It definitely amps up. My sinuses are clearing. I can't figure out what to do with my hands. I'm not sure if I can touch my, like, anythings.
I can't really, like, think, like, enough to host a conversation. Like, I start talking and...
It just hurts.
Like, I'll be okay, and then I'll start talking, and then the heat will be like... crawl out of your tongue.
Just saliva, just like liquid napalm.
Alright, so before we continue on to flag your face out with flashbang.
I keep wanting this to be called flashpoint.
You look like Tom Clancy when you...
I need to hear a certain story about mushrooms.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah,
I can't even talk right now.
That's why it's going to be so funny. This is our cooldown time. This is like Jeopardy. You know. Let me preface this for you since you're having a hard time talking. Oh, it's rolling. Yeah. Let me make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can start your story. I'll get this taken care of.
All right, my man. All right, so have you ever eaten mushrooms before?
Like shrooms?
Yeah.
No. Dude, I'm like super straight edge freaking kid.
Nice.
So I have not. I mean, I'm not, you know.
You're not impartial to wondering what it's like. So no. Basically, one time, man, my fucking mouth is on fire. I don't even know if I can do this justice.
You'll be able to do it justice. I promise. So, I believe in you.
This guy that I used to get shit from said he would sell me some mushrooms. I had never really eaten mushrooms before. So I thought it would be a good idea. Because I always wondered, like, how you can hallucinate. Like, I'm like, how does somebody actually hallucinate? Like, does that really exist?
You know, yeah,
like,
I don't believe
that's true. And so I ended up buying some mushrooms off this dude. Ate them, they weren't that good. I barely even got, like, fucked up off them. I'm like, whatever. And then I bought them again, and I watched the World Series, and it was amazing. I was so fucked up. Like, it felt like I could fly. Like, I was like, this is why people jump out of fucking buildings and shit. You know, like, I was like, this is great. Johnny Damon hit a home run into my fucking living room, dude. It was just like crash, and it just comes flying through the screen, and I'm just like, this is the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen. I was running around like, I'm flying. It was fucking amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So I wake up the next morning. Like, the only thing I didn't like, I was, you get nauseous. Like, I got nauseous, and I was like, ugh, this is terrible. So I get up the fucking next morning, and I'm like, fuck. I felt like almost hungover. And I'm like, smells like fucking shit. And I was like, oh my god, don't tell me that I fucking ate these mushrooms and I shit my pants, you know? Start looking around and I'm like, there's shit in my bed. I'm like, there's fucking shit in my bed and the smell is strong. It's not like just you farted and you smelled some shit. This is like you're mowing in the summertime and you run it over and it's like burnt orange turd kind of shit smell. Like just pure sewage. And I can't figure it out. And I'm just like, why is there shit? And the more I look around, it's like the more there's shit all over everything. I got shit on my blanket. There's shit on my pillows. I'm like, holy shit. I check my asshole and there's no shit. And I'm like, of all the places to find shit, that would have been the place. Why is there no shit there? And this is the weirdest thing ever. So I end up fucking like, I used to have like long hair at the time. It was kind of like a pedophile bowl cut, if you will.
And, yeah, so descriptive.
Fucking.
But Ali, everybody that's listening knows what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it literally, it was like old Nick Carter, like Backstreet Boy ass, terrible. And
I've seen pictures.
I come out of my room and my roommate was in the living room and he just starts laughing hysterically. And he's just like, you have to go look in the mirror, go in the bathroom. I go in the bathroom. What had happened was the dude's cat got trapped in my room. And he didn't have anywhere to go, and it must have shit in my bed, and I rolled in it with my hair, and the shit was all caked in.
Oh, dude!
So I'm looking around for the shit. It's above my head the whole time, and I'm just spreading the shit all over. I'm looking around. There's shit flinging, and I'm moving my blankets. I put my blanket up over my head, and it was wiped my ass, essentially, and, you know, it was all over.
Oh.
So I was like, shit, man, that was crazy. Well, anyway, I do mushrooms a few more times after that. It's cool. And then I have nothing to do one day, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat some more mushrooms. So I call up my guy, and my guy's like, hey, man, these are way better than the other ones I got. And I'm like, whatever, you're just saying that to jack up the price. Like, it's fine, you know, whatever. So I end up buying these mushrooms, and it was a healthy bag. Like, it was a serious bag of mushrooms. And I decide that I got to find somewhere to do them at, and that there was nobody around. And I'm like, man, there's nothing to do. Well, my brother was home. And so I thought, hey, I'll just go over there and go to my brother and be like, hey, man, you want to eat these mushrooms? And he agrees. Like, hey, that sounds like a good idea. And we were at my mom's house, and my brother's like, oh, man, my mouth is still burning, man.
Oh, I bet.
And he's like, hey, man, let's eat these mushrooms. I'm like, all right. So I give him, like probably a fourth of the bag, and he mouths it out. And he's just having, like, the time of his life just fucking frying it. I had Napoleon Dynamite in my car. I just bought it on DVD. And I was like, man, I haven't watched this. This will be cool. It might be funny. And I'll be high on mushrooms. It'll be hilarious. So, fucking, we fucking get there. We tell my grandpa, who's, like, 84 years old. We're like, hey, man, we're going to be eating mushrooms. And he's like, you mean, like, off of cow shit in the fields? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I've done that. You know, and I'm like, whatever. Just don't, we're acting funny. You know, disregard. And so we eat these mushrooms, and, like, my brother eats his, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm trying to figure out, like, get the movie set up and everything, get the movie going, and then fucking I had eaten a little bit of the mushrooms, and then I decide, like, you know, the last batch you guy gave me, they were decent, but I could have eaten all of them and been pretty fucked up, you know, and it would have been better.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. You know what? Let's see how far this can go. And I ate the whole bag. And I just fucking, I'm sitting there, and I remember my brother just looking at me, and he's just laughing uncontrollably. Like, he's just like, he looks like he's having the time of his fucking life. He's like, you're so funny, I can't even be in the same room with you. He, like, runs away. My grandpa runs in, and he's like, and he's, like, pulling his hair out and scaring the fuck out of me. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm fucking frying, you know? The walls are breathing really hard, and I'm like, oh. And then there's that sober voice inside you that tells you you've, like, fucked up, kind of like when you're drunk. And you're like, man, I know I'm puking on this guy's counter, damn it.
Yeah.
You know? But you can't really even say that. It really would be like,
yeah.
So, like, literally, that voice is like, you're pretty fucked up, man. Like, you may have chosen incorrectly. You know? This might not have been a good choice. And I'm like, this is what happens when people OD. This is what happens. Like, I'm fucking so high that I must be dying right now. Like, I felt sick. I was like, oh my god, I killed myself. I ate all these mushrooms and poisoned myself. And the whole time, all I keep hearing is, if you're lost and you look, then you will find me. Time after time. And I'm like, watching Napoleon Dynamite, and I'm like, fuck, man. This movie's crazy, and I'm just so fucked up. And my brother's laughing hysterically, and I just realize that I'm gonna puke. And I'm just like, I can't handle it. And I'm just laying on the couch, rocking back and forth. And I'm sitting there, and I just hear, if you're lost and you look, then you will find me. And I mean, it just keeps on relentlessly pounding. And I'm like, God, I can't. I'm so high that I can't get that song out of my brain. You know, like, what the fuck? If I hear Cyndi Lauper again, I'm going to puke all over my mom's couch. I'm just laying there, and I'm just like, and my brother comes running up to me all of a sudden, and he's like, hey, man. Mom's home. So the deal was, we had to fake like we were asleep. And my brother has all the lights off. The only thing inside is the TV with the movie going. And fucking, I'm laying on the couch just like shaking, and I got my eyes closed. I'm just like, oh. And I'm just trying to hope my mom doesn't notice. And I'm like, man, she'll just walk right by me, and she'll think I'm sleeping. It'll be fine. When really I'm like hoping she maybe wakes me up because I think I'm dying. You know, like I'm like, I poisoned myself. At this point, I would love to be like, Mom, I think I'm dying. You know? But I don't say anything, and I just lay there. And my brother, the way the living room was set up, there was a couch and love seat, and then my mom's room was like right off the living room. So my mom comes in, I hear the keys hit the table, the kitchen light comes on, kitchen light goes off, my mom goes in the bathroom light on for a while. Mom comes out, goes into her room, walks right past me. I'm like, sweet. And I'm just blinking through my eyes, just very, very little. And then all of a sudden, my mom comes out of her room and walks up to my brother. And she's like, hey. Hey. She shakes him. And he opens his eyes. And his pupils are the size of fucking dinner plates. And he's just like, hi. And he looks at her. And he just looks at her all fucking fried. And she's like, hey. I need you to show me how to use this new computer I got. And my mom had this desktop. So my brother's just sitting there looking at my mom, and if he's seeing the same shit I'm seeing, it is fucked up right now. The shit is just woo, and I'm just like, keep thinking, if you're lost and you look, then you will find me. And I'm like, God, stop. I feel so sick. And I'm just laying there, and I'm still faking to sleep, and my brother just gets up off the couch. And it's like, takes all of his might. He's like, and he walks over to the desk, and he sits down, and he's just staring at the screen. And he reaches his hand up on the mouse pad, and then he just jiggles it. And then it goes, and it kicks on, you know? And I'm like, holy shit, we've gone plaid. Like, it's just, like, pouring out of the screen. I'm fucking just totaled. And I'm just trying not to puke. And I go, if you're lost and you look, then you will find me. And I'm just like, eh. And my brother's just sitting there, and he starts moving the cursor back and forth on the desktop. And then, to me, it's just like, no. And there's trailers everywhere. It's like floating in space. And I'm like, holy shit. And my mom just looks at my brother, and she's like, well, don't you gotta click on Internet Explorer? Because she's fucking old, you know? And my brother just looks my mom dead in the face and gets real serious. And he's like, Mom, if you've eaten as many fucking mushrooms as I have, you wouldn't fucking be able to do this shit either. And she's just like, where the fuck did you get mushrooms? I can no longer keep the I'm like, I gave them to him, and I'm like, so violently ill, and my mom's like, holy shit, why didn't you tell me you guys were eating mushrooms? Like, suddenly it was okay, because I provided the illegal hallucinogens, and fucking, I am just like, Mom, I think I poisoned myself. Like, this is bad. She's like, you're a big boy, you gotta ride it out. So I just laid on the couch. My brother ended up leaving, a friend picked him up, they got pulled over. My brother was all fucked up, and he couldn't get his ID out of his wallet. The cop asked for his ID. And he was like, have you been drinking? And my brother was like, I have liver problems. Because he's just fucking smashed on these mushrooms. Well, then the phone rings, and my mom answers, and she's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, my God, I killed my brother. You know, and I'm just thinking to myself, I poisoned myself. And I hear, if you're lost and you're lonely.
Oh, my God.
And I hear my mom go, shut that fucking shit off. What had happened was, when I thought I was watching Napoleon Dynamite, I wasn't. I was so fucking high on these mushrooms that it was the menu just repeating over and over again. And it would just highlight play, it would bleep on. Then, like, they would show some background shit, like, little, like, on the screen. It had the one, it was like a desk set up or whatever, and there was these little, like, screens where there was, like, little scenes playing out. And one of the scenes was, like, a dance scene, and then it would be like, if you lost it, you lost
it. Sorry, you thought you were hearing it in your head this entire time.
Yes, and I can't figure it out, and I'm like, man, Napoleon Dynamite is so long. But it was literally just the menu going over and over. But I was so fucking just smashed popping these mushrooms. I had no fucking idea. And I was just like, and I swear to God, I probably killed myself. And I never did them ever. That was the last time I did them.
Oh, that's great.
I was probably like 20, maybe. Too fucking high.
You okay, man?
Oh, I'm great. I was laughing so hard.
I know what story I'll tell after the fucking flashback story.
I will be right back.
I'll tell Tyler the shit story. Tyler to do the inaugs, because it's his us.
It's important to read what this says, and you've already read it once, but it does say to use an extremely minimal amount, because
do you think we should toothpick it?
I can get toothpick.
I'll do it, like, dab it like that?
Yeah. How do you
think we could do a dab, but just be respectful, like, really, I'm gonna be nervous. Yeah, you don't have any gloves, bro. That might be not a good idea. Do not touch your eyes. You gonna try to smell it from the bottle? God, you just made me nervous as fuck. You brought it up so close. I was like, if that just splashed you, you'd be fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
Even the color and the consistency is scary.
Flashback.
It smells good. It smells like straight up heat. I feel like that's what it's gonna be.
Can I just say that from this angle, it looks like it's literally a tube of blood?
Yeah. No, because the color is scary. The color, and you know what? The consistency
looks like blood. Whoa.
Oh, God. This is going to suck.
Dude. So, I think that we should toothpick it, but, like, not, like, just, like, you can just, like, roll the toothpick over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me get
you. Because it's scary. It is fucking
should
scary.
Should I just go ham on it? And be that guy.
You can do what you want, sir.
I don't
want
to die either, though.
You're gonna. Yeah. Remember, you came to terms with Becky. You cannot complain.
Yeah. So you, whatever thunder you're bringing.
Is
you're
this
bringing.
Milk gonna make me sick on the ready? It's cold enough, right? This milk.
It's cold. Should be fine.
These cashews might go down.
So whenever we're ready, I can start reading this shit, and then we can get a tribute.
Okay. So yeah.
You want to be welcome back mode?
And we're back. Okay. Go ahead.
Alright, so we're at the final sauce after maybe 30 minutes of recovery time.
You make me so nervous that you're going to spill it.
No, it's the consistency. It won't spill. It's just like this. Pepper Pals Flash Bang Hot Sauce. A couple disclaimers.
Oh, my stomach hurts. It's hit all the sauce we ate earlier.
On the side, it says, warning. Less than one drop of this product is absolutely, extremely, and seriously hot. Flashbang hot sauce is to be used sparingly. Consenting adults. Any person who consumes this product takes full responsibility for its actions. It may or not include excessive sweating, hiccups, burning sensation on skin upon contact, vomiting, and in its extreme cases, loss of consciousness. Ingredients on this one, nothing that we haven't really seen in sauces prior before. Habanero peppers, the oleoresin capsicum, which seems to be a standard in super fucking hot sauces. We've got the jalapeno peppers, scorpion, reaper peppers, and all the sauce basics. No, it looks, Nate was saying, it looks like a vial of blood.
It fucking does look like blood.
It's kind of terrifying.
Dude, I'm ready. Here, I got a toothpick. Let's
see. So we're gonna toothpick this one because we're all chicken shits.
Oh, well, no, we respect the sauce. There's a difference. Once we've tried it, we'll be able to determine. Oh my god.
Ooh, you're gnarly, and you're gonna roll that on there?
I wanted to get.
Wanted to take the toothpick and go like that, but I'm like, my lips will.
I wanted to see the color, and I dipped it in, and there's a seed.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's thick, man.
Like, you see the bump on the toothpick? There's a fucking seed there.
Oh, man.
I think I did my due diligence. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think you went a little ham. He's like, no,
I can smell it now. It's serious.
See, but,
that's not to be trifled with.
But, okay, I'm, like, this is...
Would you say yours is good? Or compare, does mine need more?
No, I think we're good. So we've all recovered from the previous sauce, but I've got a burning sensation in my nose because I'm a dumbass and I touched my nose. But we're gonna dive into our last sauce here,
right on the tongue. You think, or
well, that's how I've been doing from point one. So
here we go. All
right.
My body
I'm
kinda
instantly. Scared. I'm kind of scared because there's no heat right now.
I feel heat.
Holy shit.
There's heat for me.
Oh shit.
That was a lot of heat.
Bang. You're dead. It's not that bad yet. You're hurting.
Yeah. Oh, this is rough. Do you need more milk?
I don't think it's that hot.
Bullshit. I can't even feel my tongue.
I'm not even that hot. Like, maybe I'm so stunned.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't even need milk. I have like one spot. One spot on my tongue where it's searingly hot.
Doom! It just hit you.
You guys are dying? Is it that bad for you? It's not that bad for me. Maybe I'm just immune to it. Do I need to do another one?
I wouldn't. Oh.
You're dying that bad?
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? My tongue hurts to move.
I'm not even that bad. Maybe I gotta do another one. Did you see? I put it on there. Am I just immune? I mean, I have a burning, but I am not on night. I can't do it.
Oh, I'm in tears.
Oh, why don't you get me a... Tyler, give me a piece of your chicken. I'm gonna pour it.
Fucking take it.
I'm gonna pour it.
Oh, bro. Oh, I think that's a mistake.
You tell me when.
That's when. I would say, oh, that's too much.
That's too much?
Yeah.
I had more than in my last one.
Dude, I literally lightly coated it, and it's, like, fucking me up.
You think this is a bad idea, Tyler? Tyler, you called me up. You called me up, Tyler. Is this a bad idea?
He just said, eat up, bitch. He's like, just do it. You know what? I'll take the shits later. I'm having some milk with this fucking chocolate.
Did you see how big of a dab I just took? It was bad. I think I'm immune to it. I'm not even lying.
Anthony, you know me for 2 years. How many times have you ever seen me drink milk?
Bro, have you seen me even... Did you see that dab I just did? I am immune to it.
No, there's no way. It's gonna get you. You're euphoric and don't even know how bad it's hurting you. That's what's happening. Oh my god. I can't even see.
Oh, no.
Pain. What happened? All of a sudden, they just opened up like a fiery portal to hell.
Oh, what the fuck is going on with his life? Oh, but Jesus. What the fuck?
That's not that bad. I'm fine. I didn't even get the milk.
Are you sure? Are you
my
sure?
Nose is
he's
running.
Actually in like shock right now.
I think so, dude, because I'm feeling it.
Maybe because I took so much.
Yeah, it's fucking me up, dude. I think you finished your dad. I'm like, oh,
it comes on really hard and then it goes. I feel like Reptile from Mortal Kombat. Like I can melt.
Alright, Anthony, you got a shot glass? Fucking. Think of a shot glass.
Hold on. I've never seen someone look at something else with such desperation as you just looked at that milk. You thought about it so hard.
My ears are emptying out.
Yeah, bro.
How many million did he say it was? 5 million?
That number's inflated. I would say this is 3 million, maybe.
You know what I think happened? I chemically burnt the underside of my tongue. Like, when I just drank that milk, I think the skin just washed away from it. I'm not lying. Like, what happened was when I put the chicken in, I think the sauce went under the underside of my tongue.
No.
And now that I've done that, and I moved it around, it's like, hot. I should have just not drank the milk. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Oh my god, this is...
Bad idea.
Oh man.
I feel like that milk just turned into cottage cheese. It's so hot that it just cooked it into eggs, you know, like... Whoop.
Oh, that's a gross imagery. Oh man,
I just feel my stomach curling. Like,
where'd the paper towel go? Anybody? Oh, it's by you.
They're on fire.
Dude, Nate, your nose is running.
I know, I can't even feel it. Oh, motherfucker. I would say that's a 3 million Scoville hot sauce, just guessing. Your face is as red as your shirt.
Oh. Coughing is worse. Oh god. Okay, okay.
You're
okay,
my
okay, okay, okay. I'm okay. Oh.
Sweet fucking wow.
My body, it feels amazing.
Tyler, how you doing, bud? I don't think he's spoken words for like 10 minutes.
He said, you got shot glasses!
That's all he's like, ugh. It's turned up. So I think Flashbang is hotter than Don't Fuck With Me, for sure. It took it to another level. It put you in a state of shock. I've never seen some shit like that before.
It's not. It's like it didn't even hurt until I like lifted my tongue and then it was like a problem.
It was there. Yeah.
So you what though? That's gonna be sticking with me the rest of the night. I'm done. I don't need any more. I'm hurting. My insides hurt. That's a wounding. We just stabbed ourselves with a poison dart of fire.
I can feel it moving through my heart cavity.
I'm more worried about it moving through my fart cavity. Oh, shit.
Because it was a shit joke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, damn. Damn, okay. Well, I don't really... That was hot. Damn.
Stomach hurts.
Yeah.
All I feel like is if somebody took a hot iron...
And put it on your tongue?
Yeah.
And you can't feel your tongue?
They beat me with a bamboo cane.
That's rough.
You're never like that.
Like, I can't even feel my lips. I just realized I haven't felt my lips in like probably like 20 minutes. Whenever we did that, however long it's been.
2 minutes.
Nuh-uh. It feels like it's been first forever. Grade.
Nuh-uh. We're gonna play Heads Up 7-Up after this. Fuck.
Nuh-uh.
That's the same dude from Big. The kid right there.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the kid from Stranger Things. It's not, but...
I love the Ray Harryhausen, like, ant effect.
Oh, man.
That was fun. Enthralling.
I feel some stomach dying.
I'm hurting inside.
I'm just breathing through.
I would do it again, though.
Yeah. Sean Evans, I'm coming for you. I'm going to end up on that show one day. I'm going to beat your ass in that. And I'm going to bring Flashbang with me. Oh, hot son of a bitch in the city. Oh. Oh, man.
I feel like you got maced.
Yeah, for foodies watching movies, that this was the hot ones thing, hot sauce thing. Wounded.
Signing off.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah.
Fucking motherfucker.